Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump says he's canceling some sanctions against North Korea, though it's not certain which ones he means.
The president tweeted he's reversed major new Treasury sanctions against North Korea, but it wasn't immediately clear what sanctions he was talking about. The tweet from Trump's club in Florida took the Treasury Department by surprise. New sanctions were announced Thursday against two Chinese shipping companies accused of helping Pyongyang evade sanctions. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders put out a statement that Trump likes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and that he doesn't think these sanctions will be necessary, but she didn't say what sanctions she meant. I'm Warren Levinson.
A rough day on Wall Street as fears of a slowing global economy led worried investors to seek refuge in bonds, sending yields sharply lower. The sell-off in stocks knocked more than 400 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average and put the benchmark S&P 500 index on track for a weekly loss. Banks and technology stocks drove much of the broad slide. As journalists wait for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation, President Trump questions the validity of the report.
For 2 years, we've gone through this nonsense because there's no collusion with Russia. You know that better than anybody. And there's no obstruction. They'll say, oh, well, wait, there was no collusion. That was a hoax. But he obstructed in fighting against the hoax, okay?
That audio courtesy Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held talks with the leaders of Lebanon today. Pompeo says Lebanon has to choose between independence or allow the dark ambitions of Iran and Hezbollah to dictate its future.
The Lebanese people should no longer be made to suffer for the political and military ambitions of an outlaw nation and its terrorist affiliate. It will take courage for the nation of Lebanon to stand up to Hezbollah's criminality, terror, and threats.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 460 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Facebook had stored millions of user passwords in plain text for years. By storing passwords in readable plain text, Facebook violated fundamental computer security practices. But cybersecurity expert Adam Levin suggests Facebook users change their passwords.
It's not the end of the world to change your password to enable two-factor authentication. And yes, you have a right to be annoyed. But at the end of the day, the ultimate guardian of the consumer is, has always been, and will always be, the consumer.
Facebook said there is no evidence its employees abused access to this data, but thousands of employees could have searched them. A key figure in the Democratic Unionist Party has suggested the Northern Ireland Party is still opposed to Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit withdrawal deal. Deputy Leader Nigel Dodd says nothing has changed as far as the withdrawal agreement is concerned. He said the party will not accept a deal that threatens the constitutional and economic integrity of the UK. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler is any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on the East Beltway 295 southbound before Bay Meadows Road. Also, another accident on I-95 heading north at the exit at Airport Road. They're still clearing that one up. And an accident on I-95 southbound at 8th Street close to downtown. Breezy this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low 45. Saturday, will start the weekend sunny, high 73.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics, and we're going into Friday, and I'm going to do my very best to try to make this a happy Friday, although this is the first time I've gotten to come off the leash and speak politically since the huge debacle of Tuesday night. And I can tell you there's so many things I want to say, but I'm going to do my best to try to keep it a reasonably happy Friday. AJ Davis sitting over here in the master control, producing all of the show today, making me sound good and being the first voice you will hear when you call 222-TALK, 222-8255. I really do want to hear from you guys today. Please call in. Give me a reason to be happy about Tuesday night. Really. AJ, you got a reason over there?
Any buildings been knocked down lately?
Not yet, but they're getting ready to.
I guess they're going to be landing the landing on the ground pretty soon.
Yeah, well, Looks that way. We had hoped for a different outcome. Looks like the city council's in the pocket, although we do have five races left to be decided in a runoff. Those could be decided in a manner in which won't give an easy walk through. Mm-hmm. Into tearing stuff down. The Hartbridge Expressway is probably gone, more than likely, without an upset since the mayor was promoting it, and he has now won another 4 years. It is likely to be removed. The landing is likely to be torn down.
And all this change around is happening with the thought that something else is going to happen, but we don't quite know what that's going to be.
Yes, well, we have to destroy it before we know who's going to
build it. Usually you have a master plan, and then you take things down.
Unless you live in Jacksonville, Florida, and then that doesn't happen. A master plan would be an excellent idea. In fact, just to tease up tomorrow night's edition of I'm Speaking Plainly, we have Jimmy Hill on the show tomorrow night. Jimmy Hill, as you know, made a failed effort to run for mayor, garnered 7 or 8% of the vote. I'm not exactly sure what the final figure was. I was going to put out the same offer to Omega Allen. I haven't gotten her back. I haven't heard back from her yet. And, of course, Anna Brochet is in a bad position. She can't confirm to be back on because she's still, until July the 30th at midnight, an active member of the city council. And even though she did not achieve that office of mayor, she garnered 25% of the vote. And so I don't blame her in trying to, you know, fly under the radar for a little bit. We do know now, Tuesday, that a big portion of our city council is basically in a lame duck status. Nobody wants to make waves. Those that weren't term limited out this time probably don't have a dog in a hunt to do anything going forward. And those that have just accepted office obviously have no power. And those that can seek another term because they're just finishing up their first, they don't want to make waves. They don't want to make enemies. They don't want to make problems. You know, it's just kind of keep rowing the boat. And so we're going to keep rowing the boat down this stream of destroy and tear down and rebuild. I was moved by Mayor Curry's words in his acceptance speech. We're going to change the look of downtown in 4 years. You won't recognize it. It harkens back to something similar that was said a few years back, and I'm not exactly sure who said it. I think that all of you know when someone stepped to the mic and said, we are going to fundamentally change the way America looks. And so the speech that I heard last Tuesday night kind of harkens back to those same words. We're going to change the look of downtown. And we all know what happened last time somebody promised to change the look of anything, be it our country or be it our city.
So we have a caller on line one. Let's go and talk to Lori. Lori, good evening or good afternoon, and welcome
Hi
to the
there.
Last word.
I'm happy Friday as best it can be, but I didn't know if you had heard the news. I'm hearing the chatter on the radio news that they've announced the JEA is going to look into selling 4 pieces of their land to other people so that they can raise some money for their new building.
Okay, well, that I have not heard that yet, but I'll dig into it and see if I can find it. Must have just broke today.
And the other comment I had is if you have any listeners out there that did not vote, would they kindly call us up and tell us why?
Well, you're helping me run the show now, Lori? Okay, I understand that.
It's just a request, and you don't have to do it.
I agree. I'd actually like to hear. I can tell you, Lori, which way the talk is going to be, and that's going to say, well, you know, it was already in the bag. It was clearly obvious Curry was going to walk away with it. Why go down and waste my time?
Yeah, but if he had that many people, to me, and this is just from my perspective, if I was in an election, and I'll never be in one, but I would invite those who ran against me to come in and have a say for the people that they represented also.
All right.
And that would be only a really good thing to do, and it might give a little more peace here.
All right, I understand, Lori, and I appreciate your call today. Thanks very much, dear. Have a great day. The dismal voter turnout actually was higher than what I expected, to be honest with you. I thought that Mike Hogan was being extremely generous with his 30% count. Obviously, that is true. I was more pessimistic and was saying somewhere around 16 or 17%. It did break 20. But when you think about it, 20%, even 25%, that's one in four registered voters that had an opportunity to vote decided that it was worth their while to go down and cast a ballot. Now, regardless of who you're casting your ballot for, just one in four. And so that begs the question, where were the other three, and why? Why was it not worth your time to go down? Is there so much apathy from the voters that feel that their vote doesn't count, their vote doesn't matter? Whatever I do, I can't win. I just don't understand that. It's 5 minutes out of your day. If you have to stand in, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to vote early. I'm not a big fan of voting early. I voted on Tuesday. I'll continue to vote on Tuesday. I love voting on Tuesday. I believe that your vote is so important that it dramatizes the idea of its importance by making you take off time on Tuesday to go and vote, regardless of whether it's midterms, whether it's presidential, whether it's city, whether it's state. Take off time on Tuesday to go vote. And if for some odd circumstance, Tuesday's just impossible for you, well, you know, then I can sanction early voting. My problem with early voting is early voting in many ways lends itself to ignorant voting. And when I say that, I'm not trying to insult anyone, although I'm sure I have. It's that at that point in time, any yahoo can go out and rent a church van, pile a bunch of people into it as long as they're registered voters, and take them down and let them vote without knowing any of the issues, without knowing any of the substantial information that's available on any given candidate regarding their voting history, their performance in and around the community. All of those things matter. And when you look at a candidate now, we have a situation where we have five more opportunities to secure a city council that is not, as I've been calling for over a year now, the Build-A-Bear City Council. And if you don't think we didn't get a Build-A-Bear City Council, we did. And that means that it's very affable, very malleable. And those two big words means that it's very easy for the administration to walk through just about anything they want, including a property tax increase, which I venture is probably right around the corner. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. AJ Davis and myself will be back here. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Marty and Densmore, I think you're on the line, and we'll get to your calls just as soon as we get back from this break. You can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/I'm Speaking Plainly.
Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is now offering CBD oil. If you haven't learned about the benefits of CBD oil, well, now is the time. Numerous medical studies have shown that CBD oil reduces nausea, eases inflammation, suppresses seizure activity, combats depression, and much more. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Fresh, all-natural foods, name-brand vitamins and supplements, and now they're stocking CBD oil. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Eat healthy, live healthy. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Single family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, aka retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity. Opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I'm your host, Bill Hay. You normally hear me on Saturday nights from 6 to 9 on I'm Speaking Plainly. Got a great show for you planned for this Saturday night. I hope you guys all tune in. Let's go real quick to Dinsmore, Tom, and Marty, you dropped off the line for there for just a second, but we'll be right back up to you. Tom, what you got going today?
Oh, it's wonderful, Bill. I'm glad to hear from you. The school board, you know the city council is going to have to get in line. The school board wants a property tax increase. They want to build new schools all over the county. But Jimmy Hill needs to petition the mayor. We can use those schools as homeless centers.
You mean
they're
the old schools? Yeah, the old schools?
The old schools.
Yeah, we got to do something about the homeless problem. Let me say this. Mark my words today. Write it down somewhere. I would venture to say that in 4 years, regardless of what happens downtown, within 4 years, unless we take some really aggressive stance on the homeless issue, we're still going to be talking about it. It's going to be worse than it is now. We're still going to be talking about crime. It's going to be worse than it is now. We have just basically, with this administration, kicked the can down the road to another 4 years of the same stuff that we've had in the previous 4 years. And some people are out there, they're contented with it. Obviously, 75% of the electorate was completely contented with the way things are. And you know what? I can't tell a man how to live his life, but it's really kind of a shame that we only had one out of every four possible voters, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat, decided to show up and cast a ballot, and it's a real shame.
Well, you tell Marty I said hello, and you have a good weekend.
I'm going to try to, buddy. I'm gonna get out and turn some jet fuel into noise tomorrow and just kind of get away from all this politics and have a good morning. So I appreciate your call today, and we'll go immediately to the phone lines and bring up Marty. Marty, good afternoon, and welcome to The Last Word.
Sorry I missed you on Monday. What was that previous caller's name?
That was Dinsmore Tom. He said to tell you hello. He's heard you on the radio quite a bit.
Family, we love each other. Okay, listen, I just want to say something. I've been saying for years that Karl Marx said was wrong. Religion is the opiate of the masses. I've been saying for years it's sports, and I was totally correct. Between football and tailgating, those people in Jacksonville, whoever they are, should be ashamed of themselves, because you could have had a guy, Jimmy Hill. You know, there's an expression, you tried the rest, now try the best. And I spoke to him several times, and I believe he was the best. So you people in Jacksonville screwed up, and you are going to have four more years of the same thing. Let me touch very briefly on something homeless that happened to me the other day, and it ruined my day. We were going up in San Marco, and we saw it looked like somebody in distress on the ground. We stopped, and there was this young female, probably 25, on the ground, struggling to get up. We asked her if she needs any help, and she goes like this, "I'm homeless, and I don't know what to do." I gave her some money, and my wife did, too, and I can assure you she didn't have any signs. And she looked like, I'm telling you, I wish I could have taken her in my house, but how do I know if she has AIDS? You know, she'd have to be vetted properly. But I just want to say I am an arch conservative when it comes to voting, but those people, most of the homeless people, didn't ask to be homeless. And I just wish some good tidings come to them, because they need it. Your previous caller said something about using the schools for homeless. I can't think of a better idea for something like that. Those people are human beings. You know, we go over to Afghanistan and these other countries and we take care of people. Let's take care of people over here for a change.
You know, Marty, I have a tendency to agree with you. I don't like the homeless situation, and I don't like the handouts that are constantly flowing in that direction. And I know that I take a very limited stance with respect to feeding the homeless and caring for the homeless. But I know that the current situation is not working. It's truly not. More and more people are becoming homeless all the time. But I think we also need to address those that have been on the street for years, sometimes for decades, that are just chronically homeless, because that, to me, indicates that there are some mental issues there that need to be dealt with, either with counseling or medication or maybe even a full-time live-in location. There's one on the Arlington Expressway. It used to be an old Howard Johnson's hotel, and it has now been turned into a facility for folks that were chronically homeless, that were dependent on drugs, or maybe they had some schizophrenia issues and no relatives to take care of them or guide them or watch them. And so they moved them into this old Howard Johnson's hotel, serves about 200, I think. There was enough rooms there to serve about 200 people. They've got a vegetable garden. They freely walk around the campus during the day. They're inside at night. They're not panhandling on the street. I think that was a good use of that particular facility. That I can get behind and support. Just having the folks with the free ability to stand in the park all day long with their cardboard sign, or as the young lady you met, lay on the ground and just curl up into a fetal position until someone comes along and throws money at them, I don't think that's solving anything for anybody, including the person that's going through the issue. Marty, thank you so much for the call today. Thank you for being a longtime listener to my show on Saturday night and to now here on the weekdays. AJ, I really hate to be so pessimistic, but you mm-hmm. know, you and I've talked about this for many, many weeks now since we've been doing this afternoon show, and I think, you know, it's time to just get ready for four more years.
Well, four more years of what?
Of the same old, really.
Doesn't you know, mean that there's going to be much of a change.
No, not at all. And in fact, I am very resolute in my thinking that this town is basically run, if you look at it, seven or eight families at the most, really reap 90% of the benefits of any of the actions that are taken here in Jacksonville. We can candy coat it and sugarcoat it all we want, that this is for the people, I'm the people's mayor. But as long as the people only include those that are big campaign contributors or
the big donors,
big influencers. Yeah,
they're
donors,
the ones,
big influencers.
Who are you going to listen to if you're the mayor? You can listen to somebody that contributed $100 or somebody that might have contributed $100,000 or
right,
more.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we can't blame the current administration.
These
families have been in control of Jacksonville, and I'm sure they were very nervous when the NFL came to town and they saw maybe a power shift.
Right.
And then with Shad Khan here, you know, he's a player, whether they like it or not.
Well, what we need to have, one thing that would help us exponentially here in Jacksonville, and it's going to seem odd when I say this, is we need probably two more billionaires to move into this town to find something about Jacksonville that draws them here, that attracts them. Could be our closeness to the port. Well, it could be our weather. It could be, well, I'm talking about business.
There's a guy in Omaha. It's pretty cold up there. There's a guy in Omaha that would be a good recruit.
Yeah. You know, in Indianapolis, I had a long discussion with a gentleman there who said that they go through the same problems that we have here in Jacksonville, that only the deep pockets get served, that trying to get in touch with your elected officials is near impossible. You run through endless chains of voicemail and assistants and secretaries and just never able to navigate through the endless chains and overlays of red tape. And what he said makes Indianapolis different now in the last 20 years is there are four guys there, four different families, that are over $1 billion, multiple billionaires, that all are clamoring for the opportunity to say, see, we did this. See, I did this. And so when you've got four people competing for that notoriety, it's a whole lot easier to get stuff done for the people instead of for the one. And I happen to mention that on one of our local fishing shows today, that now that we have four more years, you can watch that the landing will be demolished. It'll be turned into a park. The homeless will hang out there. But even more so than that, what you don't see behind the scenes is the land trust that's required by the U.S. Department of the Interior and the family that formerly owned that, which is now Metro Park, where the big awning used to be. That set aside for those acreages will be transferred from Metro Park, and the new set aside will now be down by the landing or where the landing was. And so that will free up all the way from WJCT to the Berkman Plaza to expand the Republic of Shadkanistan. And it may sound like a joke, but it's truly not. That area, with respect to dropping the overpass down to street level and then clearing out the land trust issues that exist there, that's just an open door policy to have our sports owner develop that entire area. And when he does, even, you know, let's say he sticks around for another decade and decides to move the team to another city, it still doesn't prevent him from making money off of the hotels and the marinas and the mixed-use shopping. So be aware that all of these side deals, like JEA wanting to build their new building in Lot J, all of that rental revenue, all of that future tax revenue on square foot area, most of that stuff is all going to flow through Stash Investments or one of his other companies. And at some point in time, he'll be making money off of it, even if the team is not here. Even if we lose a team entirely, he's still going to make money off of the property and the land that he's invested on. And I'm not behooving anybody to invest land. What I'm saying is we have to be careful about whether or not we allow someone to buy up our city. And whether you believe it or not, that's kind of where we're at right now. We have a few people that are wheeling and dealing to buy up our city. And we got to watch out. We got to be vigilant. Somebody needs to point a watchman, and the watchman needs to be out there. The Riverkeeper is a good opportunity to be that watchman for the river. Watch what happens with the shipyards project. There's mercury, heavy metals, lead, dioxins. All of that exists in the first 8 feet of silt out there. Watch and see if you don't see a public-private partnership come up between the city of Jacksonville and Shad Khan for being able to develop that land out of a brownfield site, and you and I are going to end up paying for it. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Talk Radio, AM 610.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into Russian election interference. The Justice Department says Mueller delivered his report Friday to Attorney General William Barr, who is reviewing it. Mueller's report, still confidential, sets the stage for big public fights to come. The next steps are up to Attorney General Barr, to Congress, and in all likelihood, federal courts. It's not clear how much of the report will become public or provided to Congress. Barr has said he will write his own report summarizing Mueller's findings. President Trump has said he wants all of the report released. British Prime Minister Theresa May will be laboring against the odds once again to win backers in Parliament for her unloved Brexit deal due to a timetable dictated by the European Union. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow plunged 460 points, the Nasdaq dropped 196. More details at srnnews.com.
Men suffering from ED or PE, an important message from Men's Choice Medical Center.
I'm Dr. Sheikh, MD. Have pills like Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra let you down? At Men's Choice Medical Center, our custom-blended medications have guys lasting longer than ever. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call 904-600-3133. Guaranteed results first visit, and we'll check your testosterone levels for free. 904-600-3133.
Discover the revolutionary new 2019 Sea-Doo models at Jacksonville Power Sports and enjoy the added peace of mind of a 36-month manufacturer warranty. Reliably tough on rough waters, all saltwater certified Sea-Doo models are tested right here in Florida and are designed to withstand the corrosive conditions of coastal waters. Visit Jacksonville Power Sports today and experience the unbelievable adventures waiting just beyond the shore. Sea-Doo, escape the everyday. For complete details, please visit the BRP Limited Warranty at an authorized Florida BRP dealer.
I'm Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. You know, we've sold fine quality diamonds for a long time and think that's important. If you drew a line with the poorest diamonds with the lowest prices to the left and the highest quality to the right, our diamonds are at the far right end. Once we know the weight, the grading factors of cut, color, and clarity have to be considered. And the one that's talked about the least but's the most important to us is the diamond's cut grade, because it has huge implications on both price and beauty, and thus value. I've bought diamonds for Underwoods for over 30 years, so I know what's out there, and the cut grade's not important to most diamond sellers. That's really been the Underwood difference, because beautifully cut diamonds result in the most important thing they can do. They bring a joy of owning and wearing a diamond, not just today, but tomorrow and into the future. That's important to us and should be to you too, because nothing brings more joy than wearing a beautiful diamond from Underwoods. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays on the north side because of an accident on the West Beltway 295 at the northbound ramp to Dunn Avenue. Also, there's an accident causing major delays on I-95 southbound at Bay Meadows Road, blocking the left lane there. And they're still working a multi-vehicle accident on the East Beltway 295 southbound before Bay Meadows Road there. Breezy this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low 45. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high 73.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. I just got a note from a listener who sent me a little blurb off of Facebook that was apparently a line in Jacksonville.com. It's about the finance committee had approved the funding to buy out the city's lease from Slayman Industries, and then also approved the money for the demolition and buying out the leases from those folks that own restaurants and clubs that are still there. And so one step, finance committee approved it. It's got one more committee to go, and then it comes up for a full vote of the council. We know at this point in time that that's pretty much a given. And so, folks, take your last pictures. Go down there and see it for the last time. Enjoy what's left of the landing, because when it's all said and done, it's going to be just a huge, big grass field for the homeless to hang out with. And you know, I can't keep beating this horse into sausage as much as I already have, but when you're a homeless person, I know it's a bad thing. Wished it was different for everyone. But if you take your blanket or your knapsack or your backpack or whatever you've got, and you go down into this park when the landing becomes this huge grass field, and you stretch out there and you want to just enjoy the sunshine and the grass and the scenery like anyone else would, even the folks that live in Queens Harbor or Ortega, who want to go down there and just hang out on the grass and have a picnic, well, there's really not much that law enforcement can do about it. And so all of the folks that are homeless currently hanging out in Hemming Plaza, do you not think that they're not going to migrate down to the landing, and that grass field is going to eventually become one step short of a tent city for every homeless person that lives downtown? I mean, you're not going to be able to say, hey, are you homeless? Hey, if you're homeless, get out. Hey, you live in Ortega? Okay, you're fine. Welcome. Spread your blanket. Have your little picnic basket. I kind of just channeled Yogi Bear there for a second, AJ.
Man.
Got a picnic basket. The picnic basket. There ain't going to be no, what was his name? Ranger Smith?
Could have been.
Ranger Smith.
I don't remember that part.
Ranger Smith.
Well, I don't know.
Had Yogi.
Yeah, how many of them are going to come up and go, hey, buddy, can you spare an extra dollar?
Right.
Maybe you got 50 cent.
Yeah, remember it was, can you spare a dime? Now it's, can you spare a dollar? And hey, if you don't have any cash, I take debit cards. Here, just swipe it through my shirt here. There's a Porta printer and a reader connected right to my right to my belt.
Oh, man.
It's coming. It truly is. Watch what happens. And you're not going to be able to police it. You know, people think, well, we can just send extra security down there. And when there's security down there, they will be less likely to panhandle or hang out. I don't think so.
And so we're going to have, apparently, since I've been I would bet that over the past, what? The landing's been there over 20 years?
Yeah, about that.
About 20 years when Jake was in the mayor's office, and that was built from the Rouse Company. And how many people here in Jacksonville have been here any length of time have spent some time at the landing? I imagine quite a few. Plus, that was a big centerpiece during the Super Bowl.
Correct.
That we had in 2005.
Correct. We're not going to have any centerpiece. Now, I tell you, this is all just adding fuel to the fire to put in an aquarium and an amusement park and the big Ferris wheel and all of that stuff, because what will happen is people will see such a bleak and stark downtown that anybody that comes along with an idea that wants to build something along the waterfront, it's going to get rubber stamped approved, because people are going to look down there and say, well, what do we have now? We haven't got anything now, so why don't we put in a huge fake volcano that spews, fire and smoke every day, four times a day. And people will stand down there and go, ooh, ah, ooo, you know.
What's going to set us apart from every other idea that's been copied?
I can't imagine. I think
the landing is certainly still viable, but I guess because of what you're saying, it's impossible to keep it there, because their master plan that they have that we don't know about includes them transferring that specified land at Metro Park.
Exactly.
And Metro Park used to be, I mean, I was at a radio station that's no longer the same. It's the signal's still there. But back in the Y-103 days, we had the WIVY.
I was gonna go down that road, because I was there too at one time.
Yeah, well, you know, that was quite a big station during the 80s.
Yep.
And we had a spring music festival featuring the Beach Boys, the Four Tops, the Association. There was 125,000, if not more, people in Metropolitan Park. That was really something that we all shared in, just like at the landing. How many of the light boat parades?
How many times did you go to River Rally?
Right.
You know, right. And you're right that where will we now? We'll have this huge grass field to hang out in for the lighted boat parade and for the fireworks displays. But where will the judges be able to set up? Where will the TV station? I mean, it's just completely beyond imagination
and
for anyone.
There was places where you could go if you got there early enough and sit up on the balcony,
correct,
have a nice dinner, have a couple of drinks possibly,
right,
you know, and enjoy the show. And there was just, it was a multi-tiered venue. Now it won't be.
Yeah, there's someone that has a plan. It's not you, it's not me, it's no one that I know personally. But there is a plan afoot, as Sherlock Holmes would say. There is some motivation to tear the landing down. The only thing that I can think of is that they want to move that land trust. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, Saturday night. Jimmy Hill, who actually broached that regarding the land trust, was shot down quite quickly. You can't talk about that in public. There are so many things that happen on a city level with those folks that occupy that four-story ivory tower called City Hall. There are things relative to the runway extension. There are things relative to all of the moving and shaking in Jacksonville for reason unbeknownst to most of us that seem to affect the same folks over and over again, the same big developers, the same big landowners, the same people that are in charge of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, when I was younger, before being part of the Chamber of Commerce became such a big business, it was kind of an honor to be accepted and approved and to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Now it's kind of a rite of passage if you have several $1 million of real estate around town. It has nothing to do with whether or not you sell widgets and happen to export them overseas. A lot of it has to do with just how much real estate holding you have. And that does not completely make up what is the backbone of someone who is chamber worthy. But when you have someone in the chamber running the chamber who happens to have owned one of the largest homegrown grocery chains in all of Florida, it's very easy to become enrooted in that position and to ingratiate yourself to more movers and shakers that therefore pile more money onto you. And it's an endless cycle. And so the guy that's down on the totem pole that gets up every day, puts on his blue collar shirt and his jeans and goes to work for JEA as a lineman, or works for a chemical plant, or delivers the newspaper, you know, if he's got a paper route, and more older generation people that are retired or taking up those kind of jobs. The average greeter at the Walmart doesn't have a voice. They don't have a voice now, and they won't have a voice in 4 years. And that's really a shame, because it's cast such a long shadow on folks to believe that their vote doesn't count, their voice doesn't matter. And I hate to see that from people. I hate to see people lose hope. I hate for them to develop a cynical attitude. Believe me, I've got enough cynicism for all of us. But, you know, there has to be a better solution. We need to have a reason. We need to have a venue, an avenue for folks to be able to get out and vote and participate in that process for which many people have fought and died to maintain. And, you know, I'm at odds. I really am, over why we had such a terrible voter turnout this last election. I've seen it bad. When John Payton ran for his second term and ran unopposed, we had the same type of apathy, but we had a reason for that apathy, and the apathy was he wasn't doing a bad job. And maybe the vast majority, AJ, thought that with crime as high as it is, with as much destruction as we've had downtown, that the current administration wasn't doing a bad job.
No.
I can't believe that that's true, but it could be.
But it seems like people just don't care.
Well, They do. And they don't have a reason to care. At least they don't think that they have a reason to go down and vote because they think their vote doesn't count. And I'd like to change their mind on that. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
What I'm about to share with you is a challenging idea, but because it's true, we have to live in light of it. Here's how the great St. Augustine stated the idea. God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. Have you ever thought about that? It's amazing that God loves each of us so much that if we had been the only person on earth who needed salvation, Christ would have come to save us alone. Jesus told a story that illustrates that truth about a shepherd who went out into the wilderness to search for a single sheep that was lost. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how much God loves you on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jackson. Well, welcome back to The Last Word on the last day of the week. And so phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Give me your thoughts on the current situation in Jacksonville with respect to the landing, the current situation in Jacksonville with respect to our most recent election. I'd like to hear, but nothing could end a week. Well, I don't know. It's not over yet. But I want to thank Christina. Christina, thank you very, very much for the heartfelt words that you just sent to my Facebook page for the I'm Speaking Plainly show. AJ, Christina has given words of encouragement that we are the watchman, that radio programs like this are the watchman, and all we can do is deliver the message. Hey, Christina, thank you. It says, Bill, you are the watchman. You ask for a watchman. We ask for you. You
Very
are
nice.
The ones that
Very
deliver
nice.
The message. Yeah.
Well, you know, and she does have a point because this is actually a community meeting place. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to park your car. You don't have to go through traffic. If you're in traffic, you're already there. But,
right.
But, This is Jacksonville's and beyond's meeting place.
And I believe that we are the last true bastion of conservatism here in the North Florida area. Ed Dean, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9. Ed and Roger Henderson do a great job. You and I here as much as we can be Monday Of course, we have the boutique shows on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, but you and I here on Monday and Friday, and then again me on Saturday night. So we try to get that conservative word out. You know, all we can do is deliver the message and try and give people an idea of what's going on. I got an opportunity to talk on one of the fishing shows today to the Riverkeeper, and she agreed and sounded the same words that I was bringing, that this whole idea of tearing down the landing and possibly moving that land trust and opening up Metro Park, there are literally hundreds of millions of dollars worth of work that needs to be done in the soil and in the silt along the edge of that property to make it viable for anything mixed use and anything long use. In other words, we can use it as a parking lot for the Jaguars games.
Right.
We can use it for many things. You can't be out there stirring up the water and raising all those sediments back, the mercuries, the heavy metals, the dioxins, the lead, because then that just gets into the fish. It gets into the downstream currents. It gets into the river grasses. All of that stuff. Even the implosions. Lisa brought up something that I didn't know today. Even the implosions of the old City Hall and then the destruction of the courthouse. Mm-hmm. A lot of that dust ended up landing on business. It landed on businesses. It landed on rooftops. It landed on streets. It got washed into storm drains, and it ended up in the river as well. And I've never been one of these big tree-hugging, environmental type of guys. But at some point in time in your life, you realize that we have, without pain, the ability to prevent a lot of this stuff from happening without a great deal of expense, without a great deal of life change on our part. We can try to help sustain the rivers and the forests and the land. And I'm starting to sound like a liberal tree hugger. I'm not meaning to do that, because for me, I still drive a gas guzzling truck and will. I'm not going to buy a Prius. That's just not the way I roll. But there are certain things that we can do to prevent, you know, it coming any quicker. I need gas to be in great supply. You know, no wife, no kids, somebody will feed my dog. I need to be in great supply. Let's see, 57. What do you think? Another 40 years, maybe?
Well,
that's 97. No, wow, not even that much. Maybe 30.
Yeah.
So if I can get gas to last for another 30 years, then I'm good with that. I'm okay with that, as long as I can be able to get back and forth to Publix and back and forth to the airport for as long as they allow me to continue to do what I do.
They may just deliver the food to you.
Somebody may have to come over and feed me, you know, through a straw. We tried to make it pretty happy today, AJ. I'm still getting comments and quotes.
Well, I think people respect the fact that you care about the city. I can hear the emotion in your voice, and I think that you've conveyed the thought process that's been going on in your mind, and you do have quite a bit of knowledge. You've been on the talk show now for how many years?
We start June 7th, start year number 8.
Wow.
Yeah, if time flies. I was listening to the Michael Savage deal. He's going to be celebrating 25 years.
Coming up Monday.
And it just flies right by. Linda, thank you so much for the comment. I appreciate it. Linda also echoes the fact that talk radio gives those without a voice a voice. And you can get your voice.
I'm surprised. There's more signals than ever in Jacksonville, Florida. And there's less talk shows than ever in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, because they're not, you and I aren't making $1 million doing this.
We aren't.
So, no, we're not. Man. Sorry. AJ, come back. Wait, AJ, come
six,
here.
Six Sit numbers. Down. Six numbers.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to roll over. Are you talking about the lottery?
Yeah, the Powerball is going to be big this weekend.
It's Saturday night.
Yeah, 600 and something million, over a half a billion.
You know what? My father always said the only way to win at the lottery is not to play, because you get a dollar every time.
That's right.
Well, sometimes more than
every
that.
Every time you're going to play, just keep that dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. When you get that urge. But Linda, thank you very much for the comment, and I appreciate it. Saturday night, starting at 6 on I'm Speaking Plainly, we're going to talk to Jimmy Hill. We're going to talk about his reflection on his campaign. We're going to talk about keeping him relevant, keeping his name out there in the public, what he plans to do going forward since the campaign is over now. And, you know, what kind of topics that he can talk about now that he couldn't talk about on the campaign trail. And, you know, I'll tell you, I talked to a third person today, and they said, you know, I really wanted to vote for him, but if you Google his name, it just comes up everything about his bankruptcy. And I got to thinking how strange that is. that you would Google somebody instead of listening to their message and figuring out whether or not their message was viable and whether or not their message was on point. I understand that there is a great deal of jadedness from folks. I deal with it with the runway extension all the time. I was in a runway extension meeting that was hosted by the city councilman in that area, Al Ferraro, and I've never walked into a room and felt so much hatred before in my life by people that didn't even know me. They just absolutely hated me because I had a different point of view. And had they listened to what I had to say, they would have understood that the runway extension is actually a benefit for them because it puts the planes higher above their homes and it puts them farther away by the time they get to their homes. And they've just been sold a bill of goods so many times that people have just given up on politicians. They believe that they're only going to tell you what they think they need to tell you in order to get your vote. And I can tell you that's not always the case. It's not. It may be greater than half the time. But can we afford to be so cynical that without inspection, we believe that it's all of the time? If you meet someone on the street that you don't know and they tell you something, if we fall into that trap of believing that whatever they tell us is going to be a lie and we just met them 30 seconds ago, not only is our life and our livelihood diminished, but the life and the livelihood of everyone around us is diminished because we all end up becoming so cynical and so speculative.
None of us have all the answers.
No, absolutely.
And the disrespect that we show each other, it's actually shameful.
It's gotten so bad. This is the worst election I've ever been through with the amount of discourse. It's one thing to have civil discourse. It's another thing to have almost violent argumentative discourse.
Because now, if somebody doesn't agree with you, why would they hate you? I mean, see, right. That doesn't make any sense to me because you can't respect another person's viewpoint. What are you afraid of?
I was standing.
Well, are they frightened?
I happened to be at a watch party and was standing next to one of the candidates when their campaign manager called to concede and give well wishes. And the winner would not even take the call, said he's not interested in talking to you tonight. And that was
because you didn't happen to agree with everything that he stood for.
Yeah. And that, it's one thing to be a sore loser. You've got to learn to be a good loser. But even more so, you have to learn to be a humble winner. You know, being
might
humble
might be helpful down the road.
It might
down
the be road. Because, you know, in 4 years, what are you going to do? Most elected officials seek higher office in 4 years. That's the only reason that they're in there now. You know, power and popularity is one of the main driving forces for why anyone would throw their hat in the ring. And so, like Lori said, it's never going to be her. And I can tell you the truth, it's never going to be me. Just got no desire. Maybe we'll all be voting for AJ one day. AJ will be running for public office.
There'll be too many things people drag up.
Mayor AJ.
Here we go.
All right, well, we're going to finish out on a good note. Today is the last word on the last day of the week. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. From a pilot standpoint, high pressure is settling in over the area. It's going to be bright and
gorgeous, sunny
through this weekend. Get outside and enjoy the sunshine. Go down and take a picture of the landing. It might not be there very much longer. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word has been in politics. Tune in with me tomorrow night at 6 for I'm Speaking Plainly. Goodbye.
Mary, the child you bear will become the greatest of men.
From the network that brought you the Bible.
There has been talk about Jesus. They say he's healing the sick.
Comes the life of Jesus Christ.
Preaching is what concerns me.
He's helping people.
From those who knew him best.
We are his followers. We've seen him do wondrous things.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus, his life. Monday at 8 on History.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, Lighthouse